This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah عز وجل, teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. آمين يا رب العالمين. My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people who listen and apply. In our previous episode of Jar, when we spoke about the Raqi and the Ruqya, many people requested this episode, which is, how can I tell if this person performing the Ruqya is an authentic Raqi, a Raqi, a person who's performed the Ruqya according to the Kitab and Sunnah, or is he a magician or sorcerer or a fake Raqi? And this episode, inshallah ta'ala, will clarify. My dear brothers and sisters, just a reminder that the best Raqi is yourself. The best person to perform Ruqya on you is you. But for any reason, you are very sick, you cannot do it, you do not know how to do it, and it's very hard for you to do it, and you ask for somebody else to perform that Ruqya, then there's nothing wrong with that. How can I tell if the person is fake or a real Raqi? First of all, do not be fooled by the look. The person might come with a nice thawb, big beard, holding a Quran in his hand and a masbaha on the other hand. And no, this doesn't mean anything. This does not mean anything. Now, I will mention six signs or six things that you should be aware of, or if you hear them, you can immediately conclude that this person is not authentic. Number one, if that Raqi asked you for your mother's name, run. That Raqi is fake. Any authentic Raqi does not need your mother's name. He is here to recite some Quran, ayat that are specifically for evil eye or for black magic or for anything. He's there to do that. And some ad'iyah, some dua from the authentic sunnah. Anyone who asks for your mother's name, that means he is a magician. It is the jinn that asked him for your mother's name. And he cannot perform or get help from the jinn without getting the mother's name. Second, if the person asks you, get me some hair, give me some blood, get me some clothes that are sweaty, a t-shirt, a shirt, an undergarment, give me some nails, anything from the trace of somebody else, fake, big fake, an authentic Raqi will never ask for any of that. If he promised you with something, if you wear it, you will be protected, and he got a piece of paper and he starts writing on it things that you cannot understand. He starts putting squares and triangles and writing letters separated from each other. Or sometimes they even write ayat backward to make you feel, oh, he's writing Quran. No, this is not Quran. He's just pretending to make you feel that he is authentic, but he is not. These kind of ta'weed or whatever he's writing are all fake and this person himself is fake, so run. Number four, if they ask you to do weird things, slaughter a black chicken at 3 a.m. under a certain tree on a certain date, carry some dirt and spread it next to something else, hide things in far places, put this and dig a hole in the garden and put it under there, all that stuff, any authentic Raqi will never ask for. When you hear him requesting something like this, run. He is fake. Fifth, if they request a lot of money, then leave them. Usually the righteous Raqis, they do the service either for free, or if you give them a gift at the end, a hadiyah, they would take it and thank you. But those fake Raqis, they ask for money and a large amount of money. They take advantage of the situation. And sometimes they reach a level that they will tell you that I will not continue until you give me more money. That is a major sign to run. He is fake or she is fake. Okay? Six, if they instruct you to isolate yourself in a dark room for a certain amount of days, if they ask you to stay without shower for most of the time, they say 40 days or certain, any amount of days, do not let the water touch you, stay in places that are filthy, all that stuff are major flags. This is not Iraqi. Run. So, my brothers and sisters, we have mentioned six signs that indicate that this person is fake. Please, make sure you do your homework before you request a ruqya from anyone. And ask somebody who had a good experience with a Raqi, and use the same person. That will help a lot. And number one, always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you, and constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. With the remembrance of Allah, the hearts will feel at rest. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all the shayateen of jinn and ins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our parents. May Allah surround our children with righteous people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our sons righteous wives and grant our daughters righteous husbands. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Kitabun unzila ilayka fala yakun في صدرك حرج منه لتنذر به وذكرى للمؤمنين.